Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, NBA Fantasy Football. We're back at it again. We got one of the coaches, the Bounty Hunters, on the call. He's calling in to talk about the league. So we won't waste much time. We're going to get him in, let him introduce himself.
Hey, here look. I go. Here I go.
Okay.
That's a mystical, huh?
Here I go.
Oh, hey.
Let's get ready.
Yeah, I got to get you a little, get you some intro music. Here you go. Okay, here you go. It's good to have you on the show, man. It's good to have you. So I hear that, I seen actually that you actually got the, you was voted the best draft for the league. How does that feel?
Not surprised. Had a good strategy, executed my strategy to a T, watched everybody kill themselves, and then I just did my thing,
Okay, so in short, your strategy is watch everyone kill themselves, and you just take from it and run it into the, and on home with it, huh?
Well, I stuck to my strategy. When I saw some of them picks, I was just sitting here laughing at the computer.
Okay, so which one was the craziest pick that you seen?
A bunch of them. I think Dalvin Cook got picked in the first round. Some of them, I was just my strategy was just falling into my lap.
Okay, well, yeah, I can't lie. You got a pretty strong team. You actually got a Yahoo rated you an A+. So numbers don't lie. So you won that actual battle. And leading up into week one, do you know who your opponent is?
I don't know his name. I don't care. I was pretty confident with week one, but this hurricane kind of messed me up with two of my starters in that game, so I'm waiting to see what they're going to do with that. I know they're trying to move it to week 11, but I know both teams protesting that because they don't want to play 16 games in a row, which I wouldn't need in the NFL, so they're looking at other options as far as either moving the game to a neutral site or they're talking about playing it on Friday or Saturday, so we're going to see what happens with that.
Wow.
And I also heard through the grapevine that Mr. Zeke might be playing on Sunday as well. If that happened, that's going to really be the steal of the draft. I took a chance and gambled with him in the second round. So then
Then he just went off into fantasy land. I guess you went chasing that unicorn when you thought Zeke would be out there in week one. The show has been showing differently. What'd you say?
I'm reading. I'm reading what they're saying. That's all I'm doing. If he's not, I'm prepared to roll with the punches. When I drafted him, I was prepared to not use him until week 7, so or week 8, because I think they're buying.
You're trying to make sure you had a backup plan. What was your first pick?
Jay Ajayi.
Jay Ajayi?
Ajayi from Miami.
For the first round?
First round.
What made you pick him?
People was going to sleep on a lot of, and I made the mistake in the past. You see those big names, people's, the big receivers, the quarterbacks, everybody going to snatch them, but I want to have me two solid running backs this year.
Well, that's good, because last year I dropped, in the same league, I dropped Jay Ajayi, and let's say the champion of that league picked him up. So you see who was the best one of that, who won that battle. So
not
you. Exactly. I was the one in the pocket of my face. So, what do you think about? So, actually, you're playing a rookie. That's who you're playing. So,
I'm not losing to the rookie. Not winning. He can't. I could talk all the shit I want about the rookie. He can't even post right now. He won't be posting after week one either because he's not going to win yet.
Not on my
watch.
Exactly. Okay. So let me let the callers know what he's talking about. So right now in the group we have it to where the rookies got to put their game up or shut up. Until they get their first win in any league that they're in, they can't make any posts. So get your game up, hustle hard, the callers out. What? 2018. So cool. So anything you want to tell to the what do you think about the competition level in the league? Do you like the league? What are your thoughts on the league?
Well, the competition, the competition has always been good in this league. I don't know if you remember, I played in the first season we had. It was just one league, and I fell off because I wasn't a fan of the auction draft. I left out for a couple of years, but I came back. But competition's always been good in this league. Like, you know, you can talk all you want, but all it takes, especially in fantasy football, is one sprained ankle, one torn ACL, and you went from looking good to looking like you know what. So, I mean, 14, when you're dealing with 14 people in the league, you can't come half-stepping. You got to have a strategy. You got to always check the waiver wire. You got to be on top of it. You got to know what's going on, because if you miss out, 1 minute you miss out, it's all over with 14 people. So you got to be on it.
Right, right. Oh, that's, would you give any tips to the rookie coaches or some of the returning coaches to the league?
Watch out.
There you have it. Watch out, because the bounty hunter is on the hunt. Cool, cool. That is awesome. So with that, you know, we're about to be closing up in a few. Anything else that you want to say to maybe to your opponent?
Have fun. Don't take it personal when you get whipped. If you happen to come my way once I have my full squad and you get the I get the blowout of the week, don't be surprised. Don't take it personal. Scrub it off. Come back better the next week. It's just business. It's just business. I'm trying to get to the big league. All you big leaguers out there, you on notice. I'm not just going after my
team. Big
I'm trying to beat y'all. Y'all on notice. I'm coming back for my spot. Debo, you know you're my boy, but I'm coming for that spot. You too, Mr. Park, you know it's by you, but you know I gotta get one of them big league spots. I'm coming for all y'all up there. Don't get too comfortable.
Hey, yeah, that's a big pond up there, man. You're knocking up a big tree. I don't think you're ready for it to come falling down on you. But we hear you talking. We hear you. So all right, cool.
I got an umbrella.
You're
gonna come down and hit go to the side.
Do you have any rivals in, you know, in your league or in the group? Because we're starting a new segment on Friday, whereas we're going to have rivalry, you know, rival games of the week, whereas both callers, you know, both coaches will be able to call in and talk to each other about the game.
After this interview, I'm going to probably have 13 rivals.
Like that?
But me and Randall always usually go at it, so... I don't know. I wouldn't even call it a rock. I don't know what it is, but I'm not trying to make friends with nobody. So,
hey, make friends with that
money.
I'm trying
to get that
money. Hey, that's funny because Randall was over here just now, but we got 90 seconds. We're wrapping things up. And once again, we here with I can't think of y'all new league name, but this is Junior League Coach Bounty Hunter, Coach Lewis. So,
respect the Fleur de League. Fleur de League. You got to respect the name.
So, I can't hear you. Time to drop the drop. All right. Thank you. Time to roll the credits.
Yeah.